We have a special guest from the Department of Natural Resources joining us on the show today, Bryce Avery. How are you, sir?
Good.
And Bryce, tell the folks what your position is with the Department of Natural Resources, because we're going to talk about wildfires today, right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm the fire prevention specialist for the DNR.
And this is definitely fire season. I mean, every year about this time, it turns into a tinderbox at some point or another out there in the wilderness, and that's what we're here to talk about today, the fact that fire danger is very high this time of year.
Yeah, April and May is predictably high. Every year in Michigan, there's this period of time that we experience some very high fire danger.
So tell the folks, you know, the fact that we just had rain here in the Upper Peninsula yesterday, pretty significant rain, actually. I mean, is it still a fire danger? And obviously it's weather dependent, but let's just say it doesn't rain between now and Sunday. All of a sudden, I mean, we're still talking about very high fire danger immediately, right?
Correct. Well, you're right. It's weather dependent, and how soon it's back into high fire danger depends on what Mother Nature throws at us. You know, real windy, warm, those low humidity days, it'll dry out really quick, especially this time of year, because you have all the dead fuels from last year, the fine fuels, the grasses, the leaves, the needles. They don't retain the moisture like your live fuels will later on in the year.
And let's talk about some of the things that can be done to prevent wildfires, forest fires, things like that in Michigan, and maybe even get into burn permits.
Well, one of the most important things to do is if you're going to do any outside burning, be sure and get a burn permit. And they're free. They're online at michigan.gov/burn permit. They're valid for every day. I mean, if you have several days, you'll need to get one each day. But some tips, you know, one thing is if you can compost, that eliminates any chance of a wildfire. And if you are burning your yard waste, keep your fire small, you know, no bigger than you really need it, so it's easy to extinguish at the end of the day. And then while you're burning, make sure you've cleaned around where you have your fire so there's no flammable fuels close. Have water available, rake, shovel. And, you know, you do those little things and, you know, avoid those real low humidity, warm, windy days.
And we'll continue with wildfire prevention specialist Bryce Avery from the DNR as we will talk a little bit more about burn permits and wildfires. Plus, we'll get into morels and an interactive map that'll tell you where 10-acre burns or more happened the year before, which happened to be favorite places to find morels the following year. So stay tuned for part 2 and our next outdoor report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.